Homily 1, Advent and Expectation. Therefore, stay awake. Be prepared. The church's Advent season reminds me that everyone, not only a Christian, is a person of expectation, anticipation, longing, yearning, waiting. Therefore, stay awake. How we dislike waiting. Dorothy Day maintained that the poor are forced to wait more than anyone else. In Samuel Beckett's absurdist play, Waiting for Godot, two characters, Vladimir and Estragon, those would be good names for a dog, wait endlessly and in vain for the arrival of someone named Godot. Fascinating the way this play captures the haunting expectation, Advent, rooted in every human heart. The teenager in the novel, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter, also highlights the heart's immense longing. She says to her parents, "I feel that something really big is going to happen to me." Her mother cruelly retorts, "I felt the same way when I was your age, and you'll get over it." The mother is wrong. We never get over it. Don't we all yearn for the one purchase? Look at the Black Friday crowds, the one event, a new iPhone, a new camera, Angry Birds update. I hear they're in financial trouble. Marriage, the birth of a child. We look forward to the one person. Is he or she to be the one, to be my spouse, the one that will totally fulfill us? If you had one wish, what would you wish for? Careful. When you get what you want, will you want what you get? This morning's first reading and responsorial psalm both focus on the Jerusalem temple. If you were to combine in one place the functions of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, Wall Street, the White House, the Federal Reserve, and the Pentagon, then you would have an idea of how central the Jerusalem temple was to Jewish life and expectations. The desire in the prophet Isaiah's heart in this morning's reading, and Jewish expectations in Jesus' time, Jewish Advent, they coincide. God will be faithful to his covenant promises, finally and permanently dwell in the fully restored Jerusalem temple, forgive the Jews their sins, free them from pagan rule by kicking out the Roman occupiers and overthrowing the pseudo-king Herod. Then the Jews will be what God through Moses had promised them, to be the light of the nations that brings salvation and peace to the whole world. Jesus himself stressed this. Salvation is from the Jews. And note how this worldly, the Jews and Jesus understood the kingdom of God. However, God the Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to be the summary and transformation of all Jewish yearning. Jesus, the true light of the world. Jesus, the enfleshed personal kingdom. In him, one finds total human fulfillment. It had been revealed to Simeon, who yearned for the consolation of Israel, that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's anointed, the Christ. And he does, when Jesus is presented in the temple. However, even John the Baptist, the high point of Jewish spirituality, he gets his Advent longings wrong and asks about Jesus, to Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" The Emmaus disciples also got it wrong. We had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. The apostles asked Jesus after the resurrection, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" However, the apostle Paul, imprisoned in Rome, He got it right. The Romans still ruled, Herod was still king, but Paul never wavered. Jesus. Jesus alone is the Messiah, seed of the kingdom of God. Do we get it right? I was asked point blank recently if, given my age and health, I were waiting for, expecting, death. In this Advent season, I wait for, expect the risen Christ, and pray the Bible's final words. Come, Lord Jesus, come. The great Jesuit scientist mystic Teilhard de Chardin complained that Christians no longer expect anything. However, I look forward, I await the new heavens and the new earth as depicted in the book of Revelation. Not the heaven, the spiritual heaven, the Platonic heaven that is usually understood as out or up there, but somehow here. The Globe writer, the Boston Globe writer, Alex Beam, started a ruckus a while back when he claimed that dogs will be in heaven. My view, of course. I've had many family dogs. I've kissed a killer whale. I've nuzzled an Alaskan wolf that used to live in the area. I've danced with an orangutan and surfed with porpoises. I fully expect to see them again, transformed, resurrected. The Advent season should remind us that the risen Christ is the seed of the new creation, the seed of the new heavens and the new earth, which will consist not only of us as resurrected and transformed, but also of the earth, oceans, lakes, streams, valleys, mountains, plants, trees, animals, stars, the sun, in short, everything created, now resurrected and transformed. What God has created, he loves and will bring to total fulfillment. I await not only seeing my mother and father again, but also our family dogs and even our perky canary, Mario. I know, too, that my orangutan friend is looking forward to dancing with me again. Come, Lord Jesus, come.